Hello, hello! It's Nevertheless. Enjoy. Join us on Instagram. Be nice. Have a good day. And we are back, back, back. We told you it was going to be fast. So there. So today we're doing a new episode.
Well, if they went on Instagram, they could see already, no?
But yeah, but no one is on Instagram, so they can't see!
I always assume they are, but clearly no.
No, please, people! Nice! Oh, and by the way, if you hear fireworks, it's normal. So don't worry.
It's bonfire.
It's bonfire weekend for us. So
in the UK, and already here, police and
fire brigades! Fireworks. That's going to be a fun weekend for us. Anywho.
Yeah.
So I'm letting them pass because I'm going to have to scream otherwise. So this week.
Wait, they're coming now.
Yeah,
look. Oh, it's the ambulance actually.
Woo! Someone that got burned with the fireworks. More likely.
I hope not.
So let's talk about another burn. So, we have watched Nevertheless. Final fucking Ali. I have something in my eye that is hurting me. I can't do this anymore.
I can't help you with this.
No, I'm dying, that's it. It's like, I'm going to lose my eyes. Nevertheless, I'm still having hair. anyway, Nevertheless, people. She's reading something else, yes?
I'm listening.
Okay. Alright, Nevertheless, so it's a romance drama, Captain Obvious, from 2021, people, we are not that far! We are not that late. A bit late, but not that late. The synopsis. It's the story of a romance between a man who is annoyed with relationship, but like to flirt. Annoyed with a relationship? I'm calling this a playboy, guys. Like, he's a player.
Hard.
He's a player. But likes to flirt. And a woman who wants to date, but does not believe in love. Now, she believes in love, but the Disney version of love. And every single time she's getting rushed. Basically. Like.
She's getting what?
Huh? She's getting crushed.
A crush. I understood rushed. I was like, rushed?
That's your opinion.
No, I was just like, did I misunderstood you?
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. So there. So actually, it came out also in August 2021. So in the same time as DP. Wow. Anyway.
Wow.
Let's move on.
Yeah.
Cast-wise, I think we're, like, well, I can, of course, we're going to talk about Song Kang. That is the male lead. That is the player boy. That is the pretty face that you want to beat up because he break your heart, but still he has a pretty face, so you're like, but he's sweet. Song Kang. He was incredible in that role, I have to say. Like, I wanted to punch him, and at the same time, I was like, but he's so pretty, but I want to punch him. He's so pretty, nevertheless, still want to punch him. It's working, too.
Yeah.
But he's incredible. I keep seeing, like, we keep watching things where he's playing in, and every time I'm impressed of how much he can play well.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Every single time, I'm like, damn.
Versatile.
Yeah. But now I want to see him in a creepy one.
Yeah.
I want to see him in a creepy role.
Creepy? No, I want to see him in a villain role.
He's villain, always... creepy, psychopath, anything, but not a pretty boy.
Yeah.
Like, well, he has a pretty face, so he will be a pretty boy no matter what. But I want to be disturbed, basically. Like, in the way of, like look how pretty he is, but he's doing awful things. Like, killing people. And I'm like, why are you like him? That kind of things.
Yeah.
Like,
I would like to see him like that as well.
That would be interesting.
At least once.
You don't have to do it all the time. Just give me, like, once. What the fuck is in my eye? It's hurting so much. Sorry. I'm losing my eyes. I'm going to become blind.
All of a sudden, no one.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know. It's hurting.
Where?
There. Like.
Yeah, there.
I don't know.
She puts the finger on the entire eyelid. There. Mm-hmm. You're great. Okay.
But my eyelid is hurting. There. What do you want me to do? It has nothing to do with nevertheless, but I'm losing my eyesight right now. I'm crying so much from my boy's eye, my both eyes. I have the feeling I'm just watched the mother of Bambi just died, basically. I'm crying so much. Ah! I'm okay. Anyway, let's move on to some Sound King and what we want him to play in. And talk about the female lead, which is Hansui.
I liked her too.
Yeah, she was great in that role. We talked about it. We never thought that we could see someone else playing that role. Like, she was perfect for that kind of cutie, innocent, but not that innocent.
No,
but a bit on an innocent role. And not without being, because sometimes actresses that do those kind of roles, I'm really annoyed of them really fast. Because of how they play those roles of like...
I'm not annoyed. Oh. I wasn't annoyed with her. I
was not annoyed with her. That's what I was going to say.
Because
like,
in her thoughts, she was very reasonable for me. It's like, yeah, I can follow. I get it.
I understand that. And you've seen her in My Name, Soundtrack 1,
A Hundred Days, My Prince. Soundtrack 1. I still want to see it. But...
Yeah, me too. A Hundred Days, My Prince, oh, yeah. Habis. Mm-hmm. Lately, she has worked... Girl does not pay the rent anymore. She bought a place, basically. Like, seriously, she worked so hard lately. Like, girl, take a break. But yeah, she was in Abyss too. She was playing the ex-girlfriend.
I know. I just saw recently that she will probably do another one with Itaewon lead.
Ah, that would be interesting
Park,
to watch.
Park something.
Park something.
I forget the
one
name.
Of the Park.
One of the Parks. Yeah, sorry. When I see his face, I know. You know when I said
Itaewon. You know when you see him. Yeah, I know you.
So, I know his last name is Park, but I don't know the rest because it's way too complicated again.
Anywho. No, she was great. Like, her role of... Because her role is not that easy to do. Like, the position of that character is not that easy. It's a complicated role. Whoever is saying like, no, but like she is toxic too. I'm like, toxic.
As I said, I don't see her. I don't see her toxic. Sorry.
For me neither. I'm like, no, it's just like, well, she made her choice that of course is hurting someone. But at one point when you're making a choice, it's going to hurt someone more likely. Specifically if it's related to human beings.
Yes.
If you're making a choice, someone is going to get hurt. Maybe not you, maybe not the person you choose in front, but someone
even
is.
Even if she hurts herself, because clearly...
She knows!
She knows that it's...
She knows it's the bad choice, but she's like, you know what? I want to eat candy everywhere. Every time. All day, every day. I know it's bad for my teeth. Still doing it.
Exactly.
Because, yeah, carrots is great, but at one point, carrots is boring.
Yeah, she can't just say... He has... It's always that one dude who can just turn up and can do whatever he wants with you. It's the case, it happens.
Exactly. And you know it's bad.
He just
you
has
know
to...
it!
Yeah.
But he's like, hey, do you want to come on my bike?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Like,
he
yeah,
has
course.
The magic access to the button.
Yeah, for some reason, like, he's turning off all logical reason. Your logic is like, girl, I'm telling you it's a bad idea. And you're like, yeah, I heard you.
Yeah, yeah, but I'm still going to do it!
Juice!
Exactly.
And you eat after 5 kilos of ice cream because you're like, ah, what
and
did I do?
You cry for a week.
Yeah, while eating ice cream.
Or because you're crying already when he's gone.
Yeah.
Till the time he's coming back again. Because.
But you're worried.
Yeah, because that's how it is. For the time being, he's there. You are happy. As soon as
exactly.
he's gone, it's
you were
already
worried.
In between whatever. You analyze everything what he said to you in the meantime, and then you will never be happy with something like that.
Exactly.
You're always questioning.
But already we decided that Park Ji-won, like, even if he is at the end, he is getting a bit better. I have to say, oh come on, really? Stop with the fireworks, people! Clearly, it's not working. Anywho,
so we got dark all of a sudden. Poof.
Yeah, of course. Like it's 5 p.m. Of course, it's dark. But we already agreed that Park Ji-won, like, yeah, okay, he would be maybe good as a friend, but like best friend kind of way. Like you're like, okay, friend zone hard.
Mm.
But I would not be able to date that kind of person.
No,
never
need that anymore. That's over. I had that twice. I don't need it anymore.
Yeah, exactly. Like for me, no, because
to
I wouldn't be able
in
to
in her
them.
Position. I was twice. I don't want to.
Yeah,
be
exactly. No.
But I know you can be fooled that easily to an extent that you can't stop anymore. That
and even
possible.
If you all your friends are telling you, you know that he's bad. You're like, yep. I know.
Why are you doing it? Because I can't.
Because
say
I
no.
feel good with him.
No, it's just also at one point that you even say, I just can't say no.
Yeah.
That's it. I have to. It's like at that moment, you're so captivated. You, as I said, it's like a drug. You can't just stop.
Yep.
It's not possible. At one point, you will wake up, yeah. But...
Well, it's going to be a
you
hard
you have
wake
to
up,
be...
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to be rock bottom to wake up from that one.
Unfortunately.
Hmm.
Yeah. So...
Yeah.
Also, we have to talk about the second lead. Mr. Potato, like they called him on the comments, and I kind of laughed on that one. And I was like, dude, I'm
he
so sorry.
Better.
Yeah. He was played by Che Jung Yup.
So cute.
He played in Love All Play, The Witch Dinner, nevertheless, Captain Obvious, Sisyphus.
Mm. I haven't watched that yet.
Hot Stove League, like so many. Shooting Stars, Come and Hug Me, like so many drama that I want to watch I did not watch.
No,
but because I don't have the motherfucking time. He's also on Webtoon Hero Tundra Show. And Unlock the Boss. That's all the shows that he has done. We have watched one.
Yeah, and unfortunately he's always on supporting lead.
Yeah, poor baby. Give him something more. He's amazing.
Yeah, he's good.
But as a supporting lead, he's amazing too, though. As a second lead, he is. Like, I just wanted to hug him and to be like, I'm going to protect you!
Yeah, I would say younger ones would most likely get the second lead syndrome with him one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I bet. Easily! He's the perfect, like, kind of boyfriend that you want.
Mm.
Everyone is dreaming about that kind of boyfriend at least once in your life.
Yeah.
Like, you did.
Yeah.
But for me, at one point, I'm like... I'm sorry, I'm going to sound awful right now, but I think at one point, with that kind of person as my boyfriend...
Boring?
Yeah. I might get bored because at one point, it's like, it's not that too nice is bothering me, but a bit.
Yeah.
You know when they are always there to be like, are you okay? Kechana, Kechana, I called you 5 times today. I'm like, leave me alone! Like, you did not reply to my text, so I came to your place. I was sleeping.
Yeah, I don't think he is that kind of dude, but I know what you mean.
But there, I'm afraid that he could turn like this, though.
He could turn like this, but it doesn't
because
mean that
he's already means. He's already kind of like this with her, where I know she needs the support, so he's there to support her. But at one point, I'm like, imagine you dating someone like this, like, he's going to try to call you 5 times a day, like, to be like, did you take your shower well? No, because I did not have the time, because he called me 3 times during my shower. I dated someone like this, and for me, that kind of person made me run away. Not that I want to date bad guys, guys, I'm not saying this, like, I'm not saying I want to date dirtbag either.
No, but somebody who trusts you, and also sits on your back and breathes down your neck.
I can't,
I mean,
I
sorry.
I had this once, shout out to you, you're not listening to this one, but I don't care, but,
you
oh my
have.
God, he was smothering me, I was like, ah, let me breathe. Seriously, I needed to, like... Basically, we were meeting in the afternoon. I was leaving. I was like, okay, it's end date ended, right? I was coming back to my place. He was already calling me like 30 minutes later. Just be like, I miss you. And I'm like, seriously. Like, you can't. I could not breathe. Like, when I broke up with him, because I broke up with him, he was like, but you can't break up with me. I talked about you to my uncle. I was like, in my parents don't even know you exist. was his answer to be like, no, you can't break up with me. My, like, I talked about you to my uncle. And I was like, great.
Like, yeah, but I don't think second lead was like that.
I hope for him because I kind of like him. I want to protect him against the universe and to carry his umbrella under the rain because he's adorable.
Yeah.
But same thing, like I won't be able to date him because at one point I will be scared he will be too much.
What, second lead? Or
yeah.
Both. No, I would have chosen second lead for sure.
I would have chosen second lead because first lead is an asshole and I can't trust him. At least I know I can trust because he is going to call me every 30 minutes, so I know where he is.
Don't think it is.
He will share his position on WhatsApp to be like, hey, look, I think about you.
But at least, you know what?
Yeah.
When he wanted to confess his love, you know, in that little... It was so beautiful.
That was adorable. I would have said yes.
Yeah, me too.
I would like, you do this. I'm like, what do you want? My car, my house,
so much,
my...
Yeah, which dude put much effort into it?
No,
like,
one.
It was beautiful.
It was so cute. I felt so bad for him. I was like, no, protect him.
I mean, it was a shit timing, obviously. But...
I need a Deus Ex Machina right now. Like, someone, something... They stop this!
Because she was already down and he did that and I was like,
oh no.
You just hit the wrong time now, man. She's not there.
Yeah. So she was so not there.
Mm-mm.
So not there.
She couldn't do it.
So. Yeah.
I get it. I get it as well from her point of view, but I felt
I know, I definitely get it. Like, I can't blame her, but I was like, oh no!
I was awful.
I saw it coming like a fucking like Titanic against the iceberg and I was like, no! We're going to lose so many men on this one. seriously. That was heartbreaking.
It was heartbreaking, yeah.
I want to talk...
On.
Moving on to the best friend that played Bitna. That was Young Heji. We saw her on Live On, When the Weather is Fine, The Rich Son, W, the Two Words Apart.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Bad Memory Eraser, Big Issue. I kind of like the title of Big Memory, Bad Memory Eraser. I kind of want to watch this one just for the title. I'm like, what is this? Do you have it? Because I need some wiped up of memory. Her character bothered
me. Oh my god, bothering. She was the female version of first male, but even worse, I have the feeling.
I have to say she was, for me, even worse because she was playing, but she was not accepting that she was playing and blaming other people for playing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you're the same! But you, it's fine because it's you?
Yeah, that was awful.
She was awful.
And so I disliked her even more. I don't care if you fuck around. I don't give a shit. It's your own life, but
it's your life. I don't give a damn.
Don't drag people down with you like that.
But specifically, it's like, don't judge the people that do the same thing than you. Then, because don't be that judgmental about other people that do basically what you're doing, but just because like you're not accepting what they are doing, and I'm like, but you do the same.
Exactly. Firstly, this, and secondly, the one person who's interested in you, you treat him like a piece of shit.
Oh, so much like a
shit.
Oh,
my God.
I was so upset of her. Like, I was really upset. I'm happy that she kind of turned around. But I was still upset at the end. I was like, okay, you have your happy ending. Fair enough. But I'm like, you almost don't deserve it.
Yeah. She was, from my point of view as well, I was like, ooh, you got lucky now. But,
yeah, you got lucky because he's nice. Because any other guys would be like,
fuck you, yeah.
Like, no, play me once. Shame on me. Play me twice. No, shame on you, shame on me. Blah! But there, you understood.
Yeah, I feel sorry for him.
But there, that was her, basically. But she was good enough for me to hate her character.
Yeah, she was good in it.
Because the thing is, like, you have to understand, if I'm saying that I hate someone, does not mean that I hate the actor. Of course, I think I said this so many times, but I prefer to make sure.
Yeah.
But basically, like, it's just...
You don't like the character, then.
I don't like the character, but that does not mean I don't like the actor, because the actor made me not like him. So that means he's a good one.
He or she.
He or she, exactly. Like, that actor made the job, because guess what? He made me hate the character I was supposed to hate. So...
Yeah, they played...
Well done.
Exceptionally well. That we could believe that it's really that person.
And I'm kind of hoping that in real life they are not like this. And I'm like, please don't be like this in real life. Because I really like you, but like right now I want to punch you in the face. So that. After I'm going to go quickly over Lee Ho Jung, which played Yun Sol, which is one of the friend of the first lead, female first lead. The other artist that was a bit struggling also. Her.
Oh yeah, yeah.
She was cute also. I really, actually, I have to say I preferred her character than anyone else in a way.
Preferred her, yeah, as well.
Yeah, and I want to talk about the other girl, which played by Yoon Se-ha, that was making the pendant of the previous one that we were talking about.
I don't see shit.
Open your eyes.
Yeah, sorry.
Her. She was also adorable, even if at one point I was like, girl, you obnoxious. Like...
Oh, she was bothering me as well.
She's cute, but I was I was like, that's way too much.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. When she was on and on, I was like, oh my god, shut up.
Yeah.
That was me. It's like, is this enough?
Enough.
How can a dude even stand that kind of, like, that ego where I was constant.
But it's ego non-stop, basically. Oh. And for me, I'm like, I have trouble with ego. For me, I'm like, ah, oh, once it's cute, twice I'm finding already a bit cringe. But 500 times, I'd like, shut her down.
Shotgun, bean shot.
It's like, it's like I'm clocking everything and I'm shutting, basically. I'm like, you became Bambi, I can shot you. Like, no. No one is acting like this non-stop all the time. Mm. This is just an act and I don't like this. Like, it can't be your personality to be like this all the time. To be like, I'm like, no.
When it is, then I'm sorry for your shallowness. I mean, that's all.
But that means that you have zero personality.
Exactly, that's all what it is to you. I mean, brainless.
And I want to talk about also Kim Min-gui. That was the only kind of third male role. That was the at the end, his friend with the first lead and make him kind of realize that he's a piece of shit. I loved his character.
I loved him as well. I felt sorry for him, I felt good for him, I felt proud of him, and yeah, everything.
Yeah, yeah.
In one go, like...
So there, the only thing is I'm reading, and clearly did not work. I'm coming back on it. So you see him played on Narco Saint, Luca the Beginning, and She Will Never Know, and that's it. He played four, and it seems that in July 2021, and I'm happy that it did not happen, it seems that it was like kind of rumor saying that basically he was going to be edited out of Nevertheless following a cheating scandal.
Dude, what have you done?
It's like we will also try to edit his scene from the already filmed episode as much as possible. What? I'm like, he's pretty present, so...
For me as well, they could... I mean... Okay, firstly, I don't understand, yeah? Firstly, that the show is cancelled. No, not cancelled. It's not shown in Korea. Why you want to cancel him anyway when he's anyway in globally? We don't give a shit.
Already we have to talk about this. So basically, like, yeah, in Korea, the show is kind of censored because of the sexy, sexy scene and of the toxic relationship. First, the sexy, sexy scene. Honey... You did not see what we grew up with in Western, like, culture.
That sounds like already with... I was 3 years old, we watched, like, already hardcore porn.
No, not hardcore porn, but soft porn already that is making you, like, kind of, like, blush with your parents around, basically.
Yeah.
Sorry, but
just
yeah,
basic, like, instinct.
Yeah, exactly.
As a kid.
There's those kind of movies where you're like, why did I watch this so young? I should not have watched this. Yeah. Mom, Dad, what the fuck you were doing?
Exactly.
Kind of. But, yeah, like, I'm sorry, but technically, like, already at 10, I had already kind of seen a sex scene in a movie, and it was not normal, but it's kind of like, okay, yeah, fair enough, like, I know what is happening behind doors, and I'm like, those scenes, yeah, you can't not guess what they are doing, like, it's clear what they are doing.
Yeah, it's obvious.
It's obvious, but they are filmed in a really... respectful way.
Yeah, not in Western style where you see all.
Yeah, don't worry. We don't see an ass. We don't see anything.
We don't even see his peck.
For fuck's sake!
No, we're not even.
Like
see
we
that.
See nothing. Like
just maybe see one side of it a little bit, and that's it. And then otherwise the back.
It's really well filmed.
Yeah.
Like really
dignified. Still.
Dignified. Like I'm pretty sure that of course for them they must have been a bit like
awkward. Yeah.
But seeing it, they must have been like, you know what?
Looks good.
I can show this to my children at one point in the day. You know what? Like
yeah.
When they're old enough to be like, yeah, you can watch this.
It looks good, yeah.
It looks dignified. Like,
yeah.
I was actually, you know what? Those are romantic scene.
Yeah.
Like, it's romantic.
I was a little bit, like, cooled down. I was like... Because I expected
I
so
thought
much
it was
more.
So much, exactly.
And I was like,
I thought it was
that's
so much
it?
More because everyone's talked about the sex scene. And I was like, oh my god, we're going to watch like hardcore porn. Like, I was like, are we going to? Well, Son Kang, what did you do? And
exactly.
Then I watched this and I was like, that's it? Like, really? This is it? This is why you made this fucking mess? For the first few scenes in the first four episodes? Because after, sorry, but there is nothing.
There's nothing, yeah.
And I was like, this is why you made a whole mess? Yeah, you guys don't care. Don't go
I
up.
I have the feeling they turned it down, that they could get out of the censorship.
I have the feeling almost yeah.
Yeah.
Also, maybe.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure because afterwards, what you're having there is nothing except
nothing.
Of argumentation, and that's it.
Oh yeah, that's it. It's like maybe not. Emma, I'll make the decision.
Oh, when they were arguing in front of a house.
Oh,
my
that's incredible.
God.
I was like, the whole time.
I mean, honestly, I was proud of her that she...
That she stood up. I was so proud. I was like, you go, girl. Damn.
Amazing. You get the pushback. I mean...
I was so proud of her on this one.
Mm.
So proud of her.
And that thing standing there.
Yeah. Ah, incredible.
And
incredible
that's
scene.
What you deserve, my friend. In that moment, I literally felt that's what you deserve.
Of
I feel
course.
Sorry for a little bit, but only
but
like...
Because he has a puppy face,
exactly.
And that's it.
Because you
but
have
that's
a puppy
just his face.
Face. You can,
but
you
put
10%.
Anyone else... I'm sorry, but you put any other actors, you would not feel sorry for him.
Maybe
you would
not.
Be like, aha!
He got 10% of sorriness. The rest was like, you deserve it.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm.
Like, I'm sorry, but imagine the Limino, like, in that scene. You would not feel sorry for
oh,
Limino.
Oh, no, no.
Exactly. I will, because I'm a bitch for Limino. But that's it. Because Limino, I always find an excuse. I'm like, it's Limino.
Exactly.
He is an asshole. It's Limino. And that's the story of Limino. No, but in that scene, that's amazing. But, what was I going to say? So yes, the sex scene, nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing.
In the end, they were nothing, yeah.
Come on. Like, we could have watched those together.
Oh yeah, we could have.
Like...
And then afterwards, I was hoping for more, but clearly...
Yeah, me too, but no.
I was like...
Not even
it?
A leg. Like, nothing!
Not even tongue, what the fuck?
Not even tongue, exactly. I'm like, come on! Like,
at least give me some
get
tongue.
There! Get me something for you to be, like, to be censored. No! Seriously?
No.
Chincha. Yeah, really, like, upsetting for this. And after for the toxic relationship. Yes, they are toxic. I'm not saying that they are not.
All of them.
All of them. At all
it's
levels,
not only
actually.
Our male lead and female
all
lead.
The relationship are toxic. But the thing is, like, what a lot of people don't realize, I think, is that it's the stories of first love. Like, our first adult, young adult, loves.
Yeah.
You are going to go through those at one point in your life.
Everybody
until you knows. Learn what you want, what you need in a relationship, how to behave in a relationship, because guess what? It's not coming just from one side, it's from both sides. Like, until that you learn what is a relationship, basically.
Yeah.
You're going to go through those awful love, and when you're older, you're going to look back at this and you'll be like, damn, I was so fucking dumb to go there.
Exactly.
I should have done better. But no, you don't know better, because guess what? You maybe had one boyfriend, zero, like maybe two, but they were like just fling of one summer, so it's not really counting, sorry. But you are going to go through those are awful. And I think that the people that were shocked by them and to be like, oh my god, it's like...
It It's promoting
toxic relationship. I'm like, that's because more likely you are married to your
first love.
And
which is
lucky
very
you.
Rare. Yeah,
and
lucky
I'm like,
you.
The girl, teach me how you did, basically. In a way.
It's
but
too
like,
late.
It's too late. Like it's like it's how other people are doing. We dating assholes until we met a good one.
We are the traumatized. And I feel also bad then for the next dude who gets then to sort all the shit then out again. You know what I mean? Because he has to suffer for that, what the previous asshole
did.
But
for me, yes. But for me, it was much more like those kind of assholes relationship for me was much more like after I always had a time where I was alone for a while. But just because I wanted to grow by myself and to understand like what the fuck just happened, basically.
Yeah, for sure. You work on yourself as well, but still.
But you have to go through those. You have to go through those awful things to grow on yourself, basically. Because otherwise, you're not learning. You're just continuing to
get
do
played.
Them all, basically.
Yeah. Get played over and over and over again.
So guess what? She has the second relationship of an asshole.
Yeah.
And maybe it's going to last. Maybe he's going to calm down, but I really doubt it. And that's it. And that's what it is. But no, it's not promoting like toxic relationship.
No.
It's just relationship in general.
In general, which everybody, every young adult goes through in their life at one
that
point.
That maybe you
unless
have escaped it.
As we said, you're lucky.
Yeah, you have
lucky.
Escaped it. Or maybe you saw the guy come in. You saw that you flirt a bit with him. You saw that he was a player and you were like, no, I'm not going there. Fair enough for you, girl. Like, you were more clever than the lead character. But she wanted to jump in that pool, and she did.
But in the beginning, you don't even know that you are jumping into the...
Yeah, it's only when you're in the pool already and you're like,
exactly.
Damn, I'm getting cooked right
I'm
now.
I'm already drowning.
I'm a motherfucking frog.
Yeah.
You know what? How we cook frog? You put them first in, like, normal water, so they don't know that they are going to get boiled, and then you turn the water on, and then they try to escape, but it's already too late, they are boiled alive. That's exactly what it is right here. You don't know that you're in danger until it's starting to heat up and you're trapped.
Yeah, no, it's too late.
That's how you cook a frog, by the way, from the French. but it's true. It's only when you know that you're in danger that you're like, ooh, I'm going to escape, but it's too late.
Yeah, you can't get away
so
from
there.
This dude then.
You
it's
can't
not
get
that easy anymore.
Unfortunately. So, I don't think it's promoting. I think it's much more an awareness to have, to teach people to be like, guys,
awareness.
Be aware.
Be aware.
That can happen.
I think they should know that there are different versions out there. It's not everything is like
K-drama
happy
style.
Love. Yeah, happy love, K-drama style, and hand-holding, and oh yeah, like you too, blah, blah, blah. It's
and
not...
like, oh, we are going to have to fight because my mom / sister / whoever doesn't want us to date.
Yeah, I know.
No, I wish it was this in real life, but guys, no.
It's only this, yeah.
But that would be easy.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's not that way.
Yeah.
It's awful. Ooh! Okay, that went fast.
That went really fast.
Sorry,
damn.
We just checked the time.
And we talked for 30 minutes about how come we don't
we
see the
already.
Ass of some kind.
this is disappointing.
Come on!
You see his beautiful face, but not his ass. One moon and another moon doesn't come up. The sun is shining only. But the moon doesn't come up. Oh yeah, that's a good idea, yeah. Okay, I broke it just now, it seems like. What?
I can't believe...
What did I say? That you can edit it out! I don't give a shit!
I don't edit shit! Like, this is going it like this! Oh my god. No, it's just sorry, I never thought that we're going to talk about Sun King and to be like, we didn't see his moon!
Now the face is the sun, the back behind is the moon.
Oh, I got this, don't worry.
I mean like in general when we
just... But I have to say, okay, let's talk about Song Kang's body. For 5 seconds.
I'm happy that these people are never...
Don't know
this
about this.
And don't know about this either.
Please, never listen.
Okay.
And if you're listening,
nah.
Just stop listening.
Nobody does. Come on.
No actress listening
especially,
to this, thank God.
Especially it's all in English anyway, they don't understand.
Anyway.
Yeah.
But maybe to practice the English rather than moment to listen our show to practice your English.
It's even worse. Yeah, what you want
to say? No, I was going to say, actually, we saw his body shape and everything much more in Navilera than in Nevertheless.
I am, especially front, up, down,
yeah,
everything, the whole upper body.
He's much more like...
He was in tights, you saw them move perfectly from behind, like, ooh, tight, nice.
Thank God for the tights that they are, like... Thank God for the tights to be invented.
You could see everything.
Technically, yes.
Technically, through the tights, you could see absolutely spotless everything.
Exactly. So, show it more.
Again, show it more.
Show it
even
more.
Say it.
Take off your shirt. But there, no, so like, for me, I was expected to be even more shocked in the toxicity or in the, like, in the sex scene anyway, but like, I've really thought I was going to be I was expecting something much more, and I was like, ah, that's it. Okay. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was really expecting more, and I was like, ah. Okay, fair enough.
And then also, as I said, I said already before to you that the last scene was just useless from my point of view. It was not necessary, but...
Yeah. But just to show that basically, like, but there is still there, but not really. And
absolutely rubbish. Sorry, no.
Not needed.
Not needed. Not in my point of view. I mean, if you guys think, fair enough, I found it a bit like, what's the point?
Yeah.
We know already.
Like, we know. You don't... But clearly you need to tell us more.
Because we are dumb or what? I mean...
Clearly, we
are
dumb.
That's how I felt when I watched this. I was like, do you think I'm stupid or what?
Yes.
That's literally how I felt. It's like, they must feel like I have no brain to use at all.
Yeah, you have to explain everything to me.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. No, I did not need that scene either. And I was like, okay, fair enough. Like, what do you want me to say about it? I was like, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
So in a way, I was like, you're really going to make me believe that he changed that much?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I was like,
yeah.
Come on. Like, so there... After, I don't know what you think, but like...
What, me or them?
No, them. Because from what they have listened, they're like, oh my God, maybe they hate it or they loved it. I'm like, I was lukewarm. When I finished it, I was like, that's it.
The total one?
Yeah, in the total, like for the review, for the total review. For me, I felt lukewarm. I was like, that's it?
I have to say, I liked it, but I wanted
to... I liked it, but I was, that's
more.
It. You see what I mean?
Yeah, I found the ending a bit stupid. As I said, the last scene was stupid and I wanted to...
But it's technically what is left on the drama. I love the whole drama. I really love watching it because I really want to see how those relationships were going to evolve between all of them. But yeah, at the end for me, I felt lukewarm. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, that was literally how, like, it finished. Like,
for me,
it was dark. Exactly, it was like dark screen, like in next on Netflix. I was like, oh yeah, shut up. And I was like, and then literally, that's it. Let's finish up on this.
Honestly, you could have shown me even their graduation pictures from
nothing
from the university. That would have made more sense to me than this shit.
No sense.
Okay. That was the thing which I didn't like, was the last scene ending thingy. It's like, okay, no, alright. I think even if you would have cut that out completely and would have just ended where we ended, you know, and then...
Might have made much more sense.
It would have made much more sense and I would have accepted it even more.
Even more, because that last scene was useless, because it could have finished in the previous last scene.
Yeah.
It would have made much more sense to be like, okay, there.
Yeah,
but like
we have an ending.
That last scene, I'm like, why?
What is the use for that? And then it literally put me down, and I'm like, okay.
Kind of, I have to say, yeah.
I don't know what that intention was from either the writer or the director.
No
or,
idea.
I have no clue, but that was absolutely unnecessary.
Oh yeah, completely unnecessary.
So we liked it, just the ending. Last
but just for me, there is some point that I was disappointed throughout, like, but I liked it in general, but But I can't say that, for example, I won't be able to put it as high as Navillera or that as Crash Landing on You. For me, it's a no.
No.
Even if I was upset with Crash Landing on You at the end, or Mr. Sunshine.
You still gave higher mark.
I still give higher mark because I just couldn't. Like, at one point, I was like, no, it's not fair.
No, it's not fair, no.
Because then I have to rethink of all the other ones I have. Then I have to mark them up. Because...
Exactly.
And then I was like, then there's no point. That was a struggle of at least, like, 24 hours to think of the review. Like,
we talked about
it so much, actually.
Yeah, it was like, when you asked me for, like... So what was your ranking? And I was like,
Yeah, I thought about it. While you were thinking about it, I was like, wait, what is my ranking? And I was like... And I got stuck for at least, like,
a good 30 minutes. That's why I did not reply to you, and I was like,
Yeah, I was like...
I don't know.
Exactly.
I was like, can I sleep
on it?
On it, because...
That's exactly what I did. To think about it, yeah, I slept on it. Because I needed it. Clearly.
And even then, we were like, are you 100% sure now?
No.
No.
So basically what we decided was that review-wise, point-wise, it was a 7.5 out of 10. Because 8 was too nice, 7 was too harsh, 7.5 is enough.
Yeah, that's fair to say.
Like, it's good. Like, I'm more likely going to rewatch it at one point.
Oh, yeah, I will definitely rewatch it. It's a rewatchable
It's definitely rewatchable, even if you know, because after you can spot things. Like, you know, you can really, like, look in details. But... Yeah, it's not as good as Mr. Sunshine. Mr. Sunshine, I wanted to throw tables around, basically. Like, here, I was lukewarm. I finished it, I was like... But I was not as upset with Itaewon Class, so I could not put it a 6.
No.
Like, it was too mean, right, at the moment. But then the 7 was still harsh. And I was like, but 8 is too nice.
As I said, if they would have left the ending off, you know, that awful...
It would have been an 8.
It would have been easier than 8.
Oh, yeah. If they did not put that last scene.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Easily in 8, so
they fucked it up at the last moment, basically.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So there. So that was Nevertheless.
Let us know what you think.
On Instagram.
I'd like to know what they are ranked out. Probably somebody
says. Yeah, please, come tell us.
10 because of Song King. Okay, fair enough.
A 10 out of 10 Song King every day, every time. I will understand.
Yeah, I understand that.
I definitely understand this one. So the next one now is actually one that came out not long time ago. Actually, a few...
So cute.
A few weeks ago? Something like this?
Yeah.
So now we're watching Once Upon a Small Town. We will let you know. More likely we're coming back pretty fast because it seems to be a pretty fast show.
This season
too.
Is very fast, it seems like, because...
So be ready, we are back soon. Doom, 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 doom. I'm making sound effects. I'm so tired after Nevertheless. That's it. I'm giving up. Like, they take my whole thing off insanity. And that's it. All right, guys.
Bye.
Watch K-drama. Join us on Instagram. Be nice. Tell us what you will rank it. We are more than happy to hear it.
I would like to know what
you think. Yeah, me too. I will be. All right, guys. Bye.